subverts not only Donald Trump, but the hypocrisy between the way that they treat Trump and treat everyone else. And this woman right here, who is on Fox News, Dana Perino, had a meltdown that I showed you yesterday. Here's that.
Or the debate. The other thing for me is that for the last week, Gavin Newsom, and why am I giving him advice? You have to stop it with the Twitter thing. I don't know where his wife is. If I were his wife, I would say, "What? You are making a fool of yourself. Stop it. Do not let your staff tweet. And if you're doing it yourself, put the phone away and start over." And if you want, he's got a big...
He wants a bigger job, then he should be more serious, like the person who he's mimicking. Now, to that, absolutely, Gavin should take a lesson from Donald Trump on this. What do you think of the president's social media? Copying isn't a good look, and it isn't working. He should come up with his own original content, as you did, and have been successful with. And then John responded, "I mean, it's pretty clearly a parody of Trump's absolutely insane, all caps, often nonsensical posts, probably why all the people in my life who aren't political junkies keep reaching out to say they don't know much about Newsom, but they think the tweets are hilarious. Humor and mockery can be quite effective." Okay, well, she went on to say, after Gavin Newsom mocked her on Twitter, she responded today on Fox.
"And that was my point, is that if you're doing this and it's not authentic and you're trying to do somebody else who you say is Hitler and you think that we don't get the joke, oh no, we get the joke. It's just not funny."
Fox News is literally melting down over this. This isn't the first time they talked about it. They talked about it earlier in that same segment. And this is what they had to say about Gavin Newsom, who is living rent-free in their heads.
"A budget is over. We're in debt by $20 billion. And then he just piecemeals things, and that's his strategy. And then he just crows on Twitter while the taxpayers pay for his little helpers to write the stuff that he can't. So I wish, Governor Newsom, that you would just get back to California and govern. Because there's a lot of Californians that need right now a leader, one with a vertebrae, instead of someone that just follows Donald Trump around."
Ooh. Man, Jesse Waters had this to say about Donald Trump. And I got some thoughts about it because let's watch it and then I'll tell you my thoughts.
"Miss the resolution of this war."
"Well, it's really all about getting into heaven." And I think he's kidding, but he's also partially serious. And that's why we love him.
Actually, let me just give you a little bit of context. Yesterday, Donald Trump said that he hopes he gets into heaven. That's what he's responding to.
"Because he has this childlike spirit, this Sunday school of thought that if you just do good things, there's a chance." And it's like the guy likes cheeseburgers and candy and nicknames. And that's kind of why we relate to him, because he's so relatable and revels in these childlike moments. But we can all understand wanting to do good, so we walk into those pearly gates. Now, I think he knows he's been a bad boy. And I think we all know he's been a bad boy. He's not the baddest boy. He's not Diddy. But he's done some things. And he knows the things. And we don't.